morning. Welcome to the Hotspot Podcast. I'm Dr. Jillian Hotz here at the Kids Neuroscience Center at the Miami Project to Cure Paralysis at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. We're so excited today to have Dr. Jane Greenberg, a leading expert in physical education and health literacy, join me. We're going to talk about the children in our community, the importance that physical activity plays, and the vital role that it plays in overall health and well-being. Today, I'm going to ask Dr. Greenberg to share her insights on the importance of physical education, addressing the common challenges parents face, teachers face, schools face, and the community face in trying to improve the active lifestyles of our kids. Let's get started. So, Dr. Greenberg, you and I have known each other for years. Actually, I'm going to give you the credit for helping me initiate the Walk Safe and Bike Safe programs in the Miami-Dade County Public Schools for many years. Can you tell the audience a little bit about your background and your passion about physical education in this country?
Sure, and thanks, Dr. Hotz. It's really a pleasure to be here, and I'm honored. I spent 40 years as an educator, 10 years teaching, 30 years in administration. And since retiring, I've actually continued by writing my fourth and fifth college textbooks are coming out this year. And I'm North America Chair for the International Sport and Culture Association.
Tell us what the book, sorry, Jane, for interrupting, but give me the titles of those books.
Okay, second edition of Organization and Administration of Physical Education, Theory and Practice, and fifth edition of Physical Best will both be released in 2025.
And can you find those on Amazon?
They're on Amazon. Human Kinetics is the publisher. Also have a high school fitness book out, Designing and Teaching Fitness Education Courses. All three of those are on Human Kinetics.
Okay, great. I just wanted to get the audience to hear about where you could find them. Thanks. Keep going.
And right now, I'm the North America Chair for the International Sport and Culture Association and the Education Sector Chair for the National Physical Activity Plan.
And those programs that you chair, is it because you just want to take your information and experience and share with other parts of the country and other parts of the world?
It's a passion. I've always said I never worked a day in my life because I got to live my passion. But I'm so passionate about the health and wellness and physical activity of youth in our country and globally that I continue to do the work. And it's great to work with colleagues around the world that have the same passion.
Yeah, that's it. I guess, you know, when you say that you don't work a day in your life, that's important because if you have a passion for the work that you do, you're not only going to be a happier person, but I think you're going to be more successful. So there you go. So here's the first question, I guess, that a lot of people and our listeners, especially if you're a parent or teacher out there, that always has in the back of their mind. You know, why is physical education so crucial for child development, especially today in this digital mobile age?
That's a great question. Our kids need to move. We were engineered to move. And what we need to do is make sure that we follow the physical activity guidelines and kids get at least 60 minutes of physical activity a day. They can get that easily in the school environment. We'd like to see physical education taught every day, every child, K through to 12 environment. We like the before school environment to get kids moving, to activate the executive function of their brain. And we'd like to see them after school, not only those that make the sports teams, but intramurals for those that don't cut the limited roster. So we use the school environment before, during, and after school.
And I guess club sports also play a very important role, youth sports, the after-school sports. We work a lot with parks and rec, the programs that they do after school. So you're right, if they're not getting it in the school, it's very important that they get it, maybe the after-school programming.
Without a doubt, what we watch is that there's equity. Some of the parents can't afford after-school programs. But the reason we push physical education so hard is that's where kids get equitable access to learning about every sport. And then they can see what they like. And if they like a sport, as an example, then they can pursue it in not only the school environment, but in their local park and community.
Yeah, that's something really important that, you know, parents out there really need to understand how important it is to have their kids move during the day. Yeah. What about the long-term benefits of physical activity for health and well-being? What about, you know, that's why, you know, when we were looking at the Bike Safe and Walk Safe program, we wanted to get this skill into the elementary schools, the middle schools, so they have it for their entire life. What about now the idea about physical activity and well-being for a child's life?
Physical activity needs to be a lifespan activity. We know, and we see the reports from the American Heart Association, that the greatest indicator of adult health is youth cardiovascular endurance. And we need to make sure that we're building strong bones and muscular systems, and that starts through life. And remember, being physical activity is a journey. We talk about the physical literacy. It's not something you achieve in a year. It's a lifelong journey that you just keep trying to get better and trying to improve health. And the more we can instill the importance of being physical activity to kids, the more they'll embrace it and engage in it post-secondary school, into college years, and then into adulthood.
Yeah, it's definitely a learned skill and a lifetime of skill buildup and development as, you know, your child develops. So the importance of this, getting it early, getting it in the schools. As you and I both know, here in Miami-Dade County, we're pretty good at having physical education as part of a daily program. And private schools, of course, have a better way of doing this, especially with skill, you know, sports after school and building on skill from kindergarten on the way up. What would you say to parents if they're in a community where their school or their school board is sort of having a little bit of pushback in getting phys ed into the kids' program on a daily or, you know, even every other day basis?
They have to understand that the only pushback is a perception that it doesn't fit into the school day. And we know the importance of kids being physically active. And at this point, what I would say is I would send out the bat signal that we want to see collective action. We want to see the parents, the decision makers say, you know, our most important asset is our children. And the youth of our communities, we need to build healthier youth for the future. And this impacts business. This impacts academic performance of the kids. So it's going to take collective action where everyone's sitting down at the table and saying, how can we make this happen? And we will make this happen.
Right. It has to become something that's discussed and priority given to it. Because I think, as you've stated already, the importance of getting these skills early and then moving them along as the child develops is crucial. You're not going to get another chance at early development.
Right? That's absolutely correct.
Right. Yeah. Okay. What about nutrition? Okay, so you and I were talking a little bit before about the importance of nutrition, physical activity. So how can parents now help with the nutrition piece and the physical activity piece, developing healthy habits and eating habits and physical activity habits for kids as they develop? I know that, you know, depending on who you talk to, different pediatricians have different ideas about nutrition and, you know, the nutrition guides that come out. So, you know, what's your take on this with nutrition?
You can't separate a healthy youth by separating nutrition out from physical activity. They have to go hand in hand for a healthy body. Thank heavens the USDA is putting out new documents, better food in the schools, the school meal program, universal breakfast and lunch. For some kids, that's the only meal they get a day. So we know they have to be healthy meals. We'd even like to see in some communities across the United States that schools may even have to be open for serving dinner to families that can't afford it. But nutrition fuels the body. You have to have good nutritional habits. And just like the physical activity, parents serve as role models. They have to be physically active, and they have to take the kids with them. And when a child sees a parent that's physically active, they have the propensity to be physically active as well. And when we talk about physical activity, we have to address the active transportation to school. We need to make sure that kids are biking and walking to school. And if they live in communities where they're walking by themselves, there's always the opportunity for community members and parents to volunteer for the walking school bus, the bus train, and any opportunity where they go together as a group and then go to school will add minutes to the day and have them start the day healthy.
And being a neuroscientist and you being, you know, one of the leading advocates on physical education in the country, you know, there's many, many studies that we've looked at where before school, if a child is physically active, they're walking or biking to school, what do you think that really does to performance and cognitive development in those children?
There's so much research that shows that being physically active before school activates the executive function of the brain. And that helps with concentration, that helps with learning. Even the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have documents that link physical activity to an increase in academic performance. It's such an easy fit that we scratch our heads saying, why aren't more kids doing this? Just get physically active even for 15 minutes before the start of the school day. We know kids are dropped off early. We'd like to see them physically active. We'd like to see them go into the cafeterias and eat breakfast at school, especially if they're not eating at home, and start the day well-nourished and ready to go.
I need to work on that, too. Okay, so what about, you know, we're here at the Miami Project. You know, my big thing has always been, you know, inclusive, right? We build programs for all children of all needs, all disabilities. What about now, you know, parents who have children with special needs who maybe face some challenges for physical activity? What would you say to them, you know, when they're in a wheelchair or they have walkers or they're not able to be as mobile as, you know, other children?
Physical activity for kids with disabilities is just as critically important as for kids in the general population. And for the parents, well, they need to engage their children, let's say, in programs like Special Olympics, Parasports, all kinds of activities. There's programs that are open. A lot of our community-based organizations have experts. Miami-Dade Parks and Open Spaces has expertise in physical activity programs for youth with disabilities, that the parents don't have to be afraid to get their kids physically active. They'll see so many improvements, even if they're incremental improvements. And the physical activity for severely disabled children looks a little different, but it's still so critically important. Children with autism, physical activity is important. Even swimming opportunities in supervised areas, in swimming pools, in parks with lifeguards. So many activities are available for youth with disabilities. They just need to be made more public, and the parents really need to make sure that in the schools, their children do get adapted physical education if they cannot work at their best level in an inclusive environment.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to touch definitely on that, but also the other thing that is, you know, so out there with social media is this whole idea about children developing a positive body image and, you know, these unhealthy comparisons with others. You know, there's been a lot talked about with school systems now in bullying, you know, some of these other things that are very negative for a child. What would you say about, you know, how parents could help develop these sort of healthy body images for their children?
Yeah, first of all, the children have to accept who they are and feel good in their own skin, regardless of what others think about them. And parents need to encourage their children. And one of the things, if it's an overweight child, become physically active with your child. Watch your nutrition. Make sure that they're getting the right amount of protein, reduction in sugars. Look at labels. Make sure there's no added sugars to the foods that you're serving them. And not intimidate the children. Don't call them names. Sometimes we have a habit to call our own kids names. And that will help with any mental health issue at all. But for body image, It's just like a non-reader doesn't have to be told they don't read. Children with disabilities or children that are overweight don't need to be told that they're overweight. They know they are. So work with who you are and encourage your children and give them positive statements and teach the kids how to do positive self-talk.
Yeah, very important. Very important messages there. What about the future? What are we looking at? I mean, it's almost 2025. Scary, but reality. You know, where are we going with physical education for kids in schools, after school programs? What's it going to look like the next 5 to 10 years?
I'd like to imagine the day where we see the kids taking physical education every day in K through 12. But we know recently with the U.S. report card on physical activity for youth and children that was just recently released this month that only 27% of the high school students are taking daily physical education. And when we have 55 million children in public schools, we have a captive audience. We can make it happen, and we can make the world a healthier place. We just need to make it a high priority.
Yeah. And even when we were doing some of that work for the DOD, we're trying to get the programs walk and bike into some of those bases. You know, you sharing those numbers about, you know, military fitness, you know, that all comes back to the same thing we're talking about, is these children who are young learning these activities and feeling that, you know, they can join a team or do something after school that makes them more active. So that's a huge issue, too, like with what's going on, even with fitness to serve.
Absolutely. If 71% of our young recruits cannot get into the military because they can't pass a fitness test, that's a national security issue. And this can all be remedied. Fitness, physical activity, fitness. Again, it all goes out to just being active for 60 minutes or more a day makes a world of difference in the future of health, the future of national security, and of course, people will feel better about themselves.
So I guess now, you know, you've got me really excited about, you know, the future, what we're looking at, some of these communities that I know are working really hard to get their children more active, especially here with our programs, the Walk Safe, the Bike Safe. We even have a Skate Safe program. You know, you see a lot more kids out on skateboards, especially here in Miami-Dade County. Just the moving, getting kids moving.
That's what it's going to take. And it's going to take everybody working together to make it happen. Mm-hmm. In a positive way, let the kids pick what they like to do. And if they get to participate in activities that they like, they're more apt to continue in those activities.
Well, this has been a great conversation. I really appreciate you coming in today to talk to us. I want to thank Dr. Jane Greenberg. And here at the Kids Neuroscience Center, we wish you all a good holiday season, and we want you to keep moving and stay safe.
Thanks, Dr. Hotz. Thanks for the opportunity.